You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
I can't say I've ever thought about putting a flag football team for the Olympics together before.
Same.
How that would play out. If you have players from different countries, maybe one parent is from another country, and they would want to put a team together. I don't know if like France has a bunch of flag football stars just waiting to come together for international competition. If not,
they've been playing together all this time. The Americans are going to throw some team together. They're not going to know each other. They're going to have any chemistry. You're going to be really in tough.
Like the dream team.
Right, right.
Which won every game by 50.
Sure, yep.
The only thing that could take him down was ego, and it didn't exactly happen. Sal Capaccio with us on the West Her Hotline. Have you sat with this one yet, Sal? The possibility of NFL stars coming together to play flag football in the Olympics?
Yeah, I was thinking about like who I'd put on the team, but there are some rules here. You, apparently, only one player under contract with every NFL team would be allowed. Each team could only allow one player from their team to play. So you can't have, the same quarterback and receiver from any team. You mm-hmm. can't have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, for example, or Josh Allen and James Cook. It can only be one player from every team. So that's interesting. I think they're timing it with the 2028 Olympics in LA and giving it the go-ahead because it just makes it easier having it in your own country. You know, you're a little bit more control, I guess, in that manner. You know, but I wouldn't be surprised if this goes forward even after that.
Yes. Well, something to think about. Could be fun.
I wonder how eager NFL teams are going to be to have their guys participate in that. I'm thinking of Robert Edwards, running back with New England, who suffered yeah. a devastating knee injury playing football on a beach somewhere yeah. during the Pro Bowl or something.
Right. Well, in the resolution that is put out to NFL teams, it says one of the rules governing the rules says it will provide appropriate injury protection and salary cap credit for any NFL player who is injured while authorized to participate in flag football activities related. Now, that still doesn't take away the point you're making,
Loss
which
of
is,
the player.
Okay, great, we still lost a star player.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But yes, I agree with you. But obviously, they have to think about that, and it's interesting because you know some guys are gonna be like, I'm not gonna do that, like I don't want to be subject to that, and then teams might be like, well, we don't really want our guys, but what if someone comes in and says, I really want to do this and you need to let me do this?
Could be something we end up talking about quite a bit. The schedule was what we talked yeah. about quite a bit yesterday and have for a long time. When we talked with you yesterday at this time, you pointed out how after the opener the Bills play six teams in a row that had losing seasons last year and have a great opportunity, you would think, to get off to a great start. Let's talk about the opener by itself here today, at least now. How do you feel about Baltimore? You know, competitively, we've certainly seen these teams play very recently, two Bills games ago, of course, in the playoffs. What is there maybe to analyze here in terms of these teams playing each other in week one? Is that good for one team and not the other, maybe, or anything like that?
I think you probably twist yourself up trying to make it one or the other, Mike, yeah. To be honest with you. There's probably pros and cons of both here, right? I think if you want to go, you know, positive from the Bills side, you know, this is a team it's different than most teams. It's a unique type of team, right? The way that they run their offense, the type of versatility they have running the ball with Derrick Henry and obviously Lamar Jackson as an MVP and throwing the ball and running the ball. So you don't get them on a short week, and in fact, not even a regular week. You literally have months to prepare for them. Like, the Bills can get in the lab, and they can prepare for that type of offense over quite a bit of time. And I think that's a benefit to the Bills. What hurts the Bills here would be, you know, you just revamped your defense, and part of that was Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi, who are really going to be counted on to help against the run. Well, guess what? They're not going to be available for this game, right? If there's one team on the schedule you'd probably want them available for, it might be this game, and they're not going to be, and it's going to be right out of the chute. So I think from those standpoints, you could probably twist yourself up trying to justify why it's better or worse for either team. Obviously, weather last year, we talked a lot about that. Lamar hadn't played in the cold, a certain amount of cold conditions. He was fine. So, you know, weather's not going to factor in this environment. Both teams have done that. The Ravens have gone on the road in hostile environments. Heck, they were a Isaiah Likely toenail away from beating the Chiefs in the opener last year at Kansas City. So it's not like they're foreign to this.
And you said the right thing first. Like, we'll come up with all different sort of angles to this game, and maybe there's really not a lot of meat there. But Henry, I mean, as a fantasy player, I'm always betting against Derrick Henry. How has that gone, Mike? I mean, betting against Derrick Henry. But week one.
Narrator, not well.
You'd expect him to be healthy and fresh week one, whereas maybe not. Maybe this is the year where that changes eventually.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I thought about that too, which is, you know, as the year goes on, you know, we'd think he would slow down, but that hasn't been the case because the guy just doesn't slow down, right? He's been great. But, you know, if you're going to get that, maybe that's what you wind up thinking about. And the other hand, too, you know, it's a type of offense and type of team that maybe they do need to get it going a little bit as they go, and some changes on the offensive side. So, yeah, I think you could look at a lot of ways. You know, the Bills are going to have most of their offense intact, right? There's very little changes. From that standpoint, I think early in the season, I would expect the Bills to come out of the gate. Now, not necessarily maybe midseason form, but, you know, there's not a lot of trying to get on the same page with new parts, new coordinator, new players. It's really literally, Mac Hollins and Amari Cooper are out, and in comes Josh Palmer. That's it. Like, everything else is pretty much the same for the Bills.
Yeah. Sal, I'm pleased that this didn't happen, but are you at all surprised that the Bills managed to dodge all the holiday, Peacock, Europe? Like, it feels like they got a pretty straightforward ride. Sure, they're 7 out of 10 on the road and 4 out of 5 within that. So, I mean, there's challenges. But from a logistical standpoint and a travel standpoint, man, I feel like the Bills got about as favorable a schedule as a contending level team with the defending MVP on it could possibly get. 5 standalone games. It's not, you know, the Chiefs have 8, the Cowboys have 7 or 8.
The Dolphins have more than
the Bills. I think the Bills got off pretty easy, I think, in that department.
Yeah, I think if you want to look at it from the competitive standpoint, I agree. I think that their schedule, you know, we've known the opponents for a while, but as you made the point maybe the other day, Bulldog, maybe not even thinking about how that their road schedule hasn't really all been that daunting, no, even knowing it over the last several months. We don't think about it because we think about those and talk about those 4 big home games. That being said, so it doesn't really matter when you're going to put them in a spot. It's games that they should be able to handle. As far as the holidays are concerned, absolutely, I'm surprised. I mean, I went up until maybe a couple weeks ago thinking, oh, they're still going to get a game. They're going to get a Christmas or a Black Friday or a Thanksgiving night game. And if not, then they're certainly getting that Peacock game on Saturday, week 17. None of that happened. And I just think about how the league is featuring the Bills and why that isn't. And I've had people tell me, we did a podcast last night, Always Game Day in Buffalo. We were live and people were in the chat box, like the bullpen here. And then I've had people tweet me as well with the point about the Dolphins, which is, look at the Dolphins. They have as many or more of these games than the Bills. And taking it as some disrespect for the Bills, I wouldn't do that because here's why.
Right.
No. I think it is a lot for the Dolphins. Okay? I think that's number one. That is true. Like, I didn't expect the Dolphins to get that. But I think what's really happened here is, I think the league has shown you now, and they've been talking about this, that 4:25 p.m. window is massive. And that's really where they placed the Bills a lot of this year. They have four of those games, especially later in the year. It's primetime heavy loaded early. It's 4:25 p.m. heavy loaded late. You go to the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, granted, they don't have as many opportunities for these 4:25 games, but what, they have four or five themselves, right? I mean, this is the treatment you get. It's the 4:25 national window game. So, yes, I agree with you. They kind of dodged all that. I was a little surprised, but when you step back and look at the time of the games, it's really the avoiding the 1 p.m. starts, which is, I guess you want to say where you put the irrelevancy, which isn't the right term, right? But that's how you kind of think of it with a lot of these teams now.
Is there any additional theory you would posit about it? I mean, you talk to the guy who basically puts this all together, you know, fairly frequently. It does come as a surprise to you to, you know, we sort of defer to you on this, and I would say I was surprised too. Even with the 4:25 point, is there some other reason why you think maybe no Christmas, the Peacock game, what else? I mean, they've been on Thanksgiving. Is there anything more to say about it?
I don't think so, Mike. I think this just really comes maybe down to math, right? There's only so many teams you can put those windows. There's a lot of teams you want to highlight. And the Bills kind of fit anywhere. They can put them anywhere. You don't need them on those nights to watch, right? You can put a lot of teams on those games. I mean, the Thanksgiving night game is Bengals-Ravens. That's a really good game. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, judging by what Mike North has said and the ratings, I think, you know, the Bills are maybe a team that could draw more viewers, but whatever. You're splitting hairs here probably between all those teams. What is the Christmas night game again?
They Denver, went with the Kansas
Broncos
City.
Chiefs, right? Yeah. You go Broncos Chiefs. Then you go to Christmas Day and look at some of those games. You don't have to put the Bills on in those games for people to watch them. You know, you're going to get some big names anyway. I think it really just comes down to math. I think it's, hey, we got a lot of teams to put in there, and we really want to keep the Bills on. I'll tell you one theory, too, that does help here. I think spreading around the Bills on the networks. Now that I think about it, here's one part of it. That Bengals-Bills game is on Fox, right? That's kind of weird.
Oh, it is?
Bengals-Bills on
Fox.
Yeah,
yeah, I just saw that.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I do think, judging by things that Mike North has said over the years, like, they want to try to keep their network partners happy, right? And yeah, it's never going to go perfectly. They're going to do them a make good at some point. Hey, I know we gave you this team, didn't give you them for a couple years, didn't give you that matchup. We're going to do it next year. If I look at where the Bills are placed, I think the networks might be the key here. They're on all these different networks, including Fox 425, including CBS 425, including Monday Night Football, including Sunday Night Football and Prime and Amazon.
Where do you guys go, by the way, for like the weekly schedules with the networks? Right now I'm at the NFL.com has a link to it. I'm looking at that. But I'm using that chart from yesterday, and Pro Football Reference I don't think would have that yet. Eventually...
ESPN.com's copy of the schedule has the TV providers along with the I always have that open.
I wonder what that's about.
If I want to know what network each game is on, I usually go to NFL.com and look at. That's not my preferred way to just look at the normal schedule. Like, I go to a media site that we all use sometimes that we have access to in the media, and it really gives me a lot of stuff I need, and that's what I use. But if I want to, that doesn't have networks. If I want networks, I go to NFL.com. And I look there, or I go to the 506 Sports page early in the week when they have all the network map on which games are going where.
The Philadelphia game is on PBS. Are we sure that's safe? Are we sure that's
right.
safe? I hope
there's a
shuffle
there
some
somewhere.
Papers.
Certainly
here.
Hope that that remains
that doesn't
safe.
Doesn't sound right. No.
Certainly hope that remains safe.
That is odd that the Bengal game is a Fox game.
I hate it. Ever since they started screwing with. It was always AFC, the road team, you knew the network based on which conference the road team was from, and now it just could be anything, and just too much work. Too much work.
Right.
Well, Sal, what's the goal? The one seed, like, will that be, that has to be in the window with this schedule for them. I mean, I think, and looking at what the Chiefs are dealt too. I mean, we know that they had a season where they went 15-2 and could have even been 16-1 if they tried, if they needed to in their finale. But man, I feel the way this lines up here that it's as good a look. I feel like the league has done the Bills as much of a solid as you could ask for with the point I just made about avoiding all the, you know, the holiday stuff and Europe, and the travel is so comfortable this year. It just feels to me like there's no excuse. You're like, but you know, if everything stays on track health wise, this should be a year where you've got the best opportunity you're going to have, I think, to win the one seed.
Agreed. I agree with you. I think this lines up. I mean, you got to make this happen. If they're not in a 12-13 win spot, at least, I think, right towards the end of the year, at the end of the year, then something went wrong. They have a clear ability to do that. I mean, they are, as of right now, projected to be favored in every game this season, as you guys have noted. You know, those things can change, obviously. There are some games in there where it's going to be maybe a coin flip when it comes down to it. Maybe the Ravens game, maybe the Chiefs game. We'll see when it's all said and done. But they have this opportunity. Emmanuel Acho today, who I know he can be a little bit of a hot takey. I get it. And last year he said, look into the camera, Bills fans, this is going to be a step back year and you're going to be not as good. And I know, and that drew a lot of eyeballs. And at the end of the year, they used it. But today, you know, here's the guy who said that. And today he went on and said, this is not only set up for the Bills to get the one seed, it's set up for Josh Allen to win the MVP again. Right? Like, this is it is right there. And I agree with that. I think that looking at everything, I mean, you take the quarterbacks, and then he made the quarterbacks point, and it's right. Now you have some guys who've done some nice things in the league. But if you take the early season quarterbacks that the Bills are facing, it's not the most daunting task in the world, to be quite honest with you. Right? They're facing young guys. Guys are trying to find their way again, and Justin Fields, who haven't really hit, Bryce Young, who was benched and coming back. Who knows what New Orleans have? Yes, I like Drake May. He's also been in the league for 1 year. Like, you have a lot here that you can lean on and say, I really like the Bills to do some damage and get to where this thing needs to be at the end of the year to have a look at the one seed. It's going to come down to, maybe, again, that game against Kansas City, that game against Baltimore, and that game against Cincinnati. If you lose all three, I'm not sure. If you lose two out of three, I still think you have a look at it. You win two out of three, I think you're in the driver's seat.
Yeah, and it even lines up with the softer start with the suspensions. Not that I would think the league was taking that into account, but certainly Bills fans are aware they're going to be down a couple of free agent signings on the defensive side of the ball in Hoyt and Ogunjobi. And when it starts to get tough, when Kansas City comes here in week 9, those guys will have had the opportunity to ramp up and even play a game before they get to the Chiefs game.
100% right. And operationally, so everybody understands, they can start practicing after week 4. So after the New Orleans Saints game, that Monday, that's a Sunday game. So that Monday, the team reports to the facility. Larry Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt are allowed to be back at the facility. They cannot be at the facility once the 53-man roster is finalized. They can do everything in training camp. They can do everything in preseason. They're on the 90-man roster, 91 actually, throughout the entirety of the time. Once they get to the end of the preseason, the team will cut down to 53. They will be excluded from that. They're exempt. They will go to a suspended reserve list. Then they have to be away from the facility, cannot show up at all until after week 4. Once that happens, they can start practicing for 2 weeks. They'll still miss the New England game Sunday night. They'll still miss the Monday night game at the Falcons. Then they get a whole nother week of practice in for whatever the Bills want to do during their bye week, and then they get to play against the Carolina Panthers.
Sal, I was in my car this morning listening to you. I've heard kids on the radio many times over the years. They're often hilarious. They're often, you know, they can be annoying. They can be lots of different things. I would say, listening to your son this morning, for the first time I would ever say this about a child on the radio, it was informative. It was informative. My son is 15. Yours is 11. Bulldogs is older. And we all watched the Minecraft videos with our sons yesterday, as it turns out.
Yes.
And I learned a little bit. My son's been an avid player. He liked the Chargers one more than the Colts one. I liked the Colts one because it was easier to get.
Yeah, old guys like us could figure out all the jokes, whereas the Charger one was a little more like I needed a bibliography with it or something to explain.
I was sort of guessing along with Max this morning. Like, when you're watching... I loved how, by the way, you watch the Colts one, and he's like, can we watch the other one now?
So then I know. That was so funny.
You go to the Chargers one, and I'm remembering it, sort of thinking along with you two, and week 2 was the Raiders, maybe, and you're like, what's this? And I just I didn't say it out loud or anything, but I thought to myself, it's because the Raiders are bad.
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, it's the palatial AFC West estates, and they live in this little box.
Cave, basically.
Yes.
What was the...
And Max said they're stinky. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Right. On the air. He said, well, they did that because the Raiders are stinky.
That's what a perfect 11-year-old kid thing to say. What was the Raider thing before the house burned down or collapsed or you died because whatever happened there at the end of that, the second time you saw that little hut the Raider person was living in, the Raider character, I guess. What were the pictures on the wall? I didn't understand what
Pete Carroll,
what all those pictures were.
Tuck Rule.
Okay.
I don't know.
So it was Tuck Rule was one. I don't know why Pete Carroll was shirtless on the wall.
Shirtless Pete Carroll. There was a robot like that vacuums your floor. Also on the Raiders
uh-huh.
walls?
Yeah, Roomba, yeah.
Right,
Roomba.
And then all right, I understood that, I guess, obviously.
I don't know why, though.
But the there was like a group photo was the last one, and I had no idea what that was.
Yeah. Well,
so, I don't know either. I'm trying to go back and look. The Daniel Jones thing, I had no... Max pointed out the Daniel Jones stuff. It says, better call Janiel Dones.
What's that?
They mixed up as J and a D. And then you had, and in that same one, they had the soda, which I heard you guys talking about it. That was right. He's like, didn't something happen with soda? And I'm like, oh my God, that's right. They had fan appreciation. And it was a soda.
And there was a Barkley ghost too, right? For the
and
Giants.
And there was a Barkley ghost. Yes. Right. That they used. Right?
Somebody's job maybe is to track this year round on other teams.
Yes.
And keep a notebook of stuff, right?
Yeah, somebody's right. Keeping a spreadsheet on, like, okay, the Giants did this thing and people made fun of them. Let's just use that next year.
Right.
It's the most pointed criticism by far, I think, you ever get from team to team. And what kind of administrative level is this person at who's in charge of these videos?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I mean, they must have some license, really, that maybe they don't ask forgiveness, not permission. Like, I'm just going to put Tyreek Hill getting...
I mean...
Right.
And then that got deleted. Who knows what's up with that person. A little background real quick. Same thing happened to me. So I knew Max played Minecraft. So when I got up this morning, I'm like, you got to watch this. And as he's watching, he's saying, like, oh, Dad, this is cool. They did this. And I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't know that. I said, dude, you need to go on the radio and explain this to people, because if I'm not getting this, my listeners aren't getting this, right? So that's why this happened. Well, ever since it happened, I had other people, and thank you so much, had a lot of great compliments on him and what he did. But a couple people said, oh, you guys missed this one. One of them, and I went back and watched, it's, oh my God. If you go to the Chargers one, they're playing the Dolphins week 6, they're on a boat.
Dan Marino.
And it says, yeah, but you know who's on the boat?
No.
Baker Mayfield from Tampa. And they said that's because of the whole thing with Brady being on the boat in Tampa.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like,
wow.
It's got to be. That's the only reason he'd be on there.
Wow. I did not notice that. I did notice the name on the side of the boat, but I did not catch that.
I thought the Bills did great. I think everybody liked theirs. And I'd love to know, maybe you do, like how that happened. Did somebody know Iverson, or was it more like a cameo thing when you just sort of... You know, it's funny. It's clever. AI, it's clever.
It is. I don't know. I'm sure we'll find out. I think Ryan O'Halloran might have written something on the Buffalo News. I want to give him credit because I thought I saw him tweet something out about it. So I'd have to go and see if that's the case. I I will tell you guys, my favorite was the Titans.
Yeah,
because I don't know if you saw the Titans.
Yes,
and they did the schedule Rizzy, like you're taking a drug because you're withdrawn from the schedule and you need
it.
And what you have to do is pay attention to the end when they go through the teams and say side effects might cause.
I had to watch it 10
and they
times
literally,
because
of
all.
They go to the so you have to pause it. It's they show the Browns, it says diarrhea.
Right.
They show the Raiders, it says crapping out, right here in Vegas.
Vegas.
They show the Texans and they say imposter syndrome.
Right.
The team from
the Jaguars. The Jaguars were jock itch.
Yes, and the Chiefs were nausea.
Yeah. Very good. That was very good.
Yes.
All right, Sal, thank you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend if I don't talk to you.
Yeah, you too. That's our man, Sal Capaccio, on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I need to look for some other ones to see, like, if there were bad ones. Somebody said, maybe it was Marcus Mosher. Somebody said why is Dallas is always terrible?
Mm.
But I didn't think to look into it. I like the Bills one. We all like the same ones,
yeah,
pretty much.
And I did not watch everyone that I watched in its entirety, we've talked about.
Yeah.
I did not go farther than that. I said earlier there was one account on Twitter that put them all in a thread. And I don't know that every team did one because I only got like three or four into it, and I saw one. And I was like, "Yeah, all right, I'm out of here. I'm not going to spend an hour of my life watching 33-minute videos about the schedule. I'm out."
Oh, well.
But so yeah, I only got as far as that handful.
I watched Atlanta. They had Mario Kart. Atlanta did that, and somebody's got to hold my hand and explain some of the references to. I know the game, but like just. A lot of it, I'm sure, went right over my head that I might have liked, but
yep.
That was my line. I'm not going to pause it. I'm not going Zapruder on the Falcons schedule video. I just, enough. Even me, with my relatively sedentary life, did not make time for that.
Right. The Charger one did have something we haven't mentioned in the Charger one was the Colts quarterbacks. You mentioned Mario Kart tripped a wire for me. Go-kart racing and Anthony Richardson during the race pulls off to go on a Pat McAfee show or something.
Out of gas, it said.
out of gas.
They were like driving cars and Richardson is out of gas. You see him walking off the track.
I just felt like he's got to take a break during the event.
That stings. 803-0550. If you want to talk about the schedule, we had a caller last hour from Virginia that's like, really? These night games and then two at the end at home, great season. Then it could be two or three more after that. Asking a lot, but so it goes for the top teams. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here for your calls. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.